Hey, this is Carl Lindebot. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Market FCA US LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone by Pavestone and Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine fall weekend? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place, because that's what we do every day. We help homeowners just like you. We help apartment dwellers just like you. If you live in a condo, you are welcome as well. Whatever type of project you're doing around your house, we would love to help if you've got a challenge. So if you got stuck in the middle of one, you don't know how to start, you're having trouble picking a color, maybe you have a heating system that just flunked out on you, now that it's getting cold, worst possible time. Whatever's on your to-do list, you have a chance right now to put it on our to-do list by reaching out with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask, or better yet, call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you love cooking outdoors, you know, we do, and we do it year-round, but building an outdoor kitchen might be on what I call your someday list. You know, those projects that you hope to tackle someday. Well, that day might come sooner than you think, thanks to a new type of affordable modular brick that makes building fire pits and benches and even a full outdoor kitchen as simple as stacking blocks. We're going to tell you all about it.
All right, and picking out the perfect paint color for your project by sorting through all of those 2-inch color chips, that's really a tough way for you to envision your dream room. So we're going to share some tricks of the trade to making a winning choice when it comes to paint every time.
And do you guys have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone, because according to a recent survey, half of all Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate in just a bit.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI done project. Whatever it is you are working on, we are here to lend a hand in this perfect home improvement season. We love the autumn, so let's get out there working. Let us know how we can help.
That's right, because we make DIY doable. We've got clear tips and advice to help you get your projects done. Reach out to us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or call us at 888-666-3974.
We've got Carrie on the line who's looking to add a bathroom, a second one, but where is the best spot? Carrie, what's going on?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage, and then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
Okay.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up or let gravity?
Yeah. How does gravity play into this is your question. Well, I would take a step back from that, and I would think, if it was me, I would think more about the real estate value of the house, and I would suggest that having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement. The basement is more of a nice-to-have thing, and if it's a big rec room and if it's a big family area, and that's almost like, I hate to call it this, but it's almost like it's a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of the plumbing, it's not a problem. You know, we have the technology.
Up or down, we can make it happen.
We can make it happen. We can move that sewage whichever way it has to go. Obviously upstairs you have a traditional plumbing, but in the basement you would use something called a lift pump. And essentially, it's kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty, and it grinds up waste, and then it pumps it up until it can catch the drain line out of the house, which is generally, you know, not too terribly high. But, you know, we could do either way. But I think if it was me and Leslie, you tell me what you think. But I'm thinking having it upstairs, especially if it was or could potentially be like the master bedroom, that would be like an essential part of the suite, you know?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we've been looking to move and I really want my own bathroom in the bedroom. And, you know, when that's not an option and then they're like, oh, look, here's this beautiful bathroom in the basement. And you're like, well, that's awesome, but I don't want to go all the way to the basement. I want my own. I want to go right here. So, I mean, truly, if that's going to be like your main hangout space, not your only option, then do it there. But for value of the home and resale value, that second floor is really going to work because everybody's living there. You're going to argue over who gets to shower first. I mean, all the things that happen that you have not yet encountered are going to happen, so avoid them by having that second bath there.
Perfect advice. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I really appreciate that. That makes absolute perfect sense.
Glad we're able to help you out, and good luck with the project, and call us back if you have more questions anytime.
We appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care, Carrie.
Heading over to West Virginia, where we've got Randall on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Nothing a whole lot. I just got flooded about 5 months ago, but I'm dealing with that.
Terrible.
So, you know, the house was kind of tore up. So my question was, I've lived in this house for 24 years roughly, but the basement has never been vented, and I've never really had a problem with it. So should I vent it now?
Now, when you say basement, are you talking about a full basement, or are you talking about a crawl space?
This is a full basement, but it's like half underground, half above ground.
Yeah, well, you don't vent a space like that. You only put vents in a crawl space, not in a basement.
It does feel a little damp occasionally.
Okay, so let's talk about that because that's the heart of the matter. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you know, you mentioned flooding, and if that happened during heavy rain and you got more humidity, more dampness, or any kind of leak in that space when that happened, that has everything to do with the drainage around your house, starting with the gutters. If they're not clean, if they're not extended, those downspouts have to be way out away from the foundation, not the 2 feet that most people have, but I'm talking about 6, 7, 8 feet so that the water moves away from the foundation. Keeping that water away as much as possible will definitely have an impact on drying out that basement space. But if you want to dehumidify it further, what you could do is install a dehumidifier in that space. Now, there are the sort of the portable kind where you have like a tray that fills up with water. You don't want that. There are more professional versions, more heavy-duty versions, where they can be suspended from the ceiling and they pull the moisture out based on the humidistat, and then they automatically pump the water outside. And that's what I have in my basement to help me with some of the humidity issues that we have, even though my drainage outside is perfect. It's just a very sandy, damp kind of soil, and I got a really old house, so the moisture does make itself known in that basement space. So I have a good solid humidifier hung from the ceiling that does a good job keeping it drier. But you don't have to put vents in it. That's not going to help you here. What you want to do is make sure the drainage is right and then dehumidify what's left.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed a little damp down there. There was never any standing water or anything.
Yep.
It just seems damp when you go down there.
I hear you. But putting a vent in is not going to change anything.
That's not going to change. Okay, then I won't bother with it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, planters, or even a bench, there's a way to do it that's as easy as stacking blocks. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you guys, you can reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask, or you can listen and learn to the solutions that we deliver to your fellow DIYers every week on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, here's a reason to reach out. Have you ever noticed that your toilet just runs and runs or even flushes all by itself? That could be really freaky. But the reason it does that is because you have a leaking flush valve. But we've got a solution, and we're giving it away today on the show. It's the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. It stops noisy running toilets from wasting water and flushing your cash down the drain. And it fits both 2-inch and 3-inch toilet flush valves, and it fits almost every toilet imaginable. We've got a set of three, which is worth $45 going out to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions, because the new Fluid Master Super Flapper is available at Home Depot for $14.98, but we're going to give away a set of three to one listener drawn at random. You can actually do all the toilets in your house. Upgrade all of them. Do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again. So make that you. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
heading to the beautiful Florida Keys where we've got Lillian on the line, and you're dealing with some worms in the patio? What's going on?
I'm calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys. And I'm not sure what to do about them. I've tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
Leslie, I don't think this is just a Florida problem. I've seen this in my own garage here in the Northeast. Have you ever seen the worms come up after heavy rain and get into your patio or your sidewalks, your driveway, that kind of place?
Oh, for sure. My goodness. They just seem to find their way out of the soil, I think, just because it gets so wet.
And that's exactly right. That's why they do it, because worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you have a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. They do that by coming up out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and very often will crawl right up on the patio, which is kind of like committing worm suicide, because then they get baked by the sun or stepped on by us or by pets. But the thing is, worms are really beneficial in the soil. So I think it's just something you have to learn to live with. I wouldn't try to do anything to stop worms from enjoying all the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior where they come up into the patios, into the garages, and the sidewalks. But for everyone that comes up, I'm sure there are many, many more that are in the soil, helping it become rich and organic and supporting our lawns and our gardens in the process.
Well, outdoor kitchens are a growing trend, and for good reason. If you're big on summer barbecues, but you're tired of running back and forth from the kitchen to the grill, an outdoor kitchen is the perfect way to put prep, cooking, and cleanup all in one place while keeping you close to the party. But if this is a project that you've been putting off, there is an easy way to build a complete outdoor kitchen yourself using stackable blocks.
Yep, it's a product called Rumblestone, and it's made by Pavestone. Now, these blocks look like sort of rustic stones, and they come in kits that stack sort of like Legos. I mean, they're modular. They can be used to build all sorts of popular outdoor features. So think about maybe building a fire pit or a grill enclosure or a planter or even a complete outdoor kitchen. Now, the process to build with these Rumblestone blocks is pretty simple. You start by laying out and setting your first row of blocks on a concrete patio, and from there, the next rows are stacked right on top of each other, and there's no need for mortar in between, which is one of the reasons this is such an easy way to build an outdoor kitchen. You just run a bead of Quikrete Advanced Polymer Construction Adhesive between the stones.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome is that the Rumblestone blocks, they're available in kits as well as individual blocks that you can use for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, even landscape borders. Quikrete also has a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen made with Rumblestone and then topped with a concrete countertop. It's available online, so you can get lots of ideas and great information out there so you can start these projects yourself.
Rumblestones are a great way to build a beautiful outdoor kitchen yourself. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Vincent, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have got an issue with a leaking ceiling. I'm not sure if it's coming from my roof or from my air conditioners. Doesn't do it all the time, but sometimes when it rains, it comes down, and then other times when it's not raining, it comes down. So we're kind of at a loss. We've got a metal roof on it. It's an older structured house.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe the drip edge at the going where it goes into the guttering, you know, but like I said, I've not had any luck because no. I think I have it fixed, and then it'll come a rain and it comes in again.
It comes in again, right. So have you been doing to fix it? Have you been sealing the seams in the metal roof?
Yeah, we got up and put some caulking and stuff along the, you know, where the edges and stuff was, and it's supposed to be a 20-year roof, and we've only had it on the house probably about 8 years.
Well, wait a minute. If this is a metal roof, it's supposed to be a 100-year roof. I mean, metal roofs will last a long time. Here's what I would do. I would try to make it leak. So I would go up there. Can you get up there in that area with a hose?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would try to make it leak. So I would try, you know, a normal light-duty rainfall when it falls down from the top and see if that does anything. And then I would try some directional pressure against those seams and see if I can figure out what type of driving rainstorm is coming in here, because I suspect it is due to the rain driving in on those, and it might be trapped in there, and that's why it maybe comes out days later after a rainfall. I don't know. But I think what you're going to have to do is to try to figure out what part of that is breaking down. And then once you do, if you've already gone the caulk route, I would suggest taking apart that section of the roof and then putting it back together with the proper sealants to make sure you get it done once and for all.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's the way to approach that.
we've got to repair the ceiling, but we're not going to repair the ceiling.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that until you know you got this leak done. Yeah. And by the way, when you do repair that ceiling, make sure you use primer on it, because if you don't prime over leak stains, they're going to come right through the finished paint. Okay?
Yeah. Actually, I think what we're going to do is put up a lip siding or like a, not a paneling, but it's a plank that'll go up. And get rid of the popcorn that's up there right now. It's
Well, listen, you know the four most expensive words in home improvement while you're at it.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Courtney in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about adding air conditioning to her home. This is a biggie, and it could be a big expensive project. Tell us about it.
I guess I'm wondering if, the best way to do that, we have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, the structure of the house, and also if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, all one system for heating and AC.
You know, Leslie, I hate hearing that contractors are advising you to take out a baseboard hot water heating system,
which is the best heating ever.
The best ever, most desirable. And I would fire that guy, or if you haven't hired him yet, I would not let him back in your house, because that is somebody that has no clue what he's doing. And plus, you know, if you're worried about the complexity of installing ducts for air conditioning, that becomes far more complex if you now have to also install ducts to get heat into your house. Now, in a Cape Cod house, it's actually not terribly difficult because the cool air is going to fall. So you're going to have your air handler up in that attic space of the Cape Cod. It could be in sort of that crawl space area where it's like the other side of the knee wall or somewhere up there. You're going to have the air handler there. And then you're going to duct down into the ceiling below. Now, if the attic is finished, then, yeah, it's a little more complicated. But, again, you would duct right from there. So this is not a terribly complex project. You have to be selective and you have to be crafty about how you run the ducts. And if you're worried about having, you know, big ducts there, there's another type of system that's called Space Pack. It's a high-velocity, low-volume system. And by that I mean it uses ducts that are about 3 inches in diameter, and it blows air through them really fast. And you don't see it too often because it's a more expensive system, but it's often used in older houses where you don't want to have to do a lot of demolition to get the ductwork in. But, you know, in our house, we added central AC. When we first took it over, we had about 8 window units, and we put in central AC, and it's an old house, and we just had to be, you know, selective and strategic about how we did that. But I don't think you should consider for 1 minute taking out that wonderful baseboard heat, because that's just the best.
I mean, it really does. It heats up super quick. It keeps the heat in the room. So if you start to switch to a different type of heat, you're going to feel it differently. It's going to not be as warm as you want it to be. I would for sure not change that.
Yeah, and it's also super dry. I mean, forced air heat is super dry compared to baseboard heat, which is nice and warm and comfortable. So stick with what you got and add the AC.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You know, picking out a perfect paint color for your project, it's hard. And it's even harder when you're at the home center and you're kind of looking at these 2-inch color chips and you're like, oh, this baby tiny color is totally easy for me to see what it's going to look like in my house. Well, we're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you make a winning choice every time. So stick around.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car, and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, picking the perfect paint color for your project is a task that often causes undue frustration on the part of DIYers. I mean, sorting through 2-inch color chips and trying to imagine how that shade may look in your kitchen is really enough to make your stomach churn. Leading paint manufacturers feel your pain, though, and they want to do everything possible to help you choose the color of your dreams with Shades of Perfection.
That's right. And to help, Sherwin-Williams has just introduced the 2025 Color Mix Forecast, and that's a yearly trend forecast that's comprised of 48 hand-selected trending colors to help make your decor dreams a reality. So joining us now with the highlights is Sue Wadden, Director of Color Marketing for Sherwin-Williams. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Tom. How are you?
We are great.
Well, this must be the funnest job, looking at colors all day. Please tell me you also come up with the names.
I do. I do all those things. I
that
say
so
often, I really have the best job ever. I love it.
Man, the names alone are just amazing. I have a local Sherwin-Williams store that I visit often because of all my remodeling that I'm always doing. And just to go through those colors and trying to remember what name goes with what color and trying to pick a color that somehow is closely connected with the name you end up with, it's got to be a bit of a challenge.
It is. And, you know, what people don't really know is we're a 157-year-old paint company, so you really can't duplicate color names. So anytime there's something new, you have to kind of scrub through all of those historic names to make sure it's got a unique name, color, description. I mean, it's more of a challenge than you think.
Oh, I imagine it's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
You know, we always get compared like, oh, it's like naming cosmetics or nail polish colors, but it's not really the same because they have a lot more freedom. We have to like really, really think about the colors to make sure that they last the test of time and make sense. You know, colors like emoji and, you know, 18 years ago didn't make sense.
Is emoji yellow?
Yes, right.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
I wanted to try a name that was that color. And people were like, well, what happens when emojis aren't around anymore? Nobody's going to know what that color means. So it's more complicated than it seems, but it's certainly fun.
All right. So folks often get frustrated when they have to pick a color. I know that I have spent probably way too much time staring at color chips in my local Sherwin-Williams store trying to get that perfect shade of, like, linen for an older house that we were working on. Any tips for helping to make this easier on consumers, especially when they feel unsure or uncertain about their own sort of design choices?
You know, there's always a couple ways in to select color. People come into a store and they know exactly what they're looking for, and that's easy because they can go up to the selector and make a choice, and it's usually the right choice. Where it gets more complicated is when people don't have any idea what they are looking for, and so that's why a trend report is a valuable tool. You mentioned our color mix forecast. It's kind of our trend season now, and that's a guidepost on what's coming. So when you walk into your favorite furniture shop or, you know, your favorite retailer, you can know that the colors we're talking about at Sherwin-Williams are the colors that you're going to see when you shop. And it's just a way to help kind of curate that selection process down to something that's a little more tangible. And so we use this forecast to really help consumers shop color in a new and interesting way. It's easy to kind of default to a linen white, which is safe. You know, whites are often our most popular colors because people can, they understand them. It's a little bit more of a risk to take on maybe a red or a blue or a green even. And so a forecast report sort of helps with that.
And do you find that people kind of resonate to do you find that people sort of gravitate towards these trends because it's being suggested to them? Or do you think that the colors kind of bring up a certain feeling in them that makes them feel more comfortable with the choice?
I think it's both those things. Because they can visualize the color, you know, we shoot photography, we create this beautiful artwork, we've got a great website. So people can visualize the color in a space and then sort of interpret it and get inspired for their own space, which is really valuable. You know, seeing a color on a wall, even in a photograph, inspires confidence. And so that's a big part of what we try to do because it's about creative expression. We want people to be excited about their homes. Try something new. Don't just default to the same sort of, you know, beautiful but risk-averse color. We want people to take a chance because that's really what 2025 is going to be about. We've talked about color reemerging, and that's where we're moving.
You know, I love what you've done with your website, the fact that you can go look at a color, and then you could look at that color in a living room, in a bedroom, in a kitchen. You can see all the colors that complement that in terms of choosing trim and that sort of thing. And just with a few clicks, you can change that color in that same room. And I've done it where I've had multiple tabs open on my computer, just gone across three or four different versions of the color for a particular room. And it really helps narrow it down, because when you see them side by side, it really starts to show you, oh, this one's a little more brown, this one's a little more blue, or whatever it is, right in front of you on the screen. And the rendition, yeah, it may not be perfect because it depends on so many other factors, your connection speed, your display, that sort of thing. But it really helps narrow down the choices, right?
Yes, definitely. And then I would say you should take it to the next step by getting a color chip. Order online or go run into a store and then grab a couple of chips sort of in that color family that you're narrowing down to. Bring them home. Look at them in different times of day, different areas of the room, because color can really have different characteristics, daytime, nighttime, you know, west-facing, east-facing. So start with the digital experience and then grab a chip and take it home.
We should tell folks, you also have not just the small, I guess it's about a 2x2 chip, but you have larger ones up to what looks like, I don't know, maybe it's like 12x12 or 8x12 or something, 8x8. It's big, so you can order these and really have a wide sample of the paint so that you can put it on the walls in different rooms and see how it changes with the lighting and such. I think that's really smart as well.
Definitely. And people always ask us to see the chip represented in a bigger way. Maybe they don't want to paint a wet sample, but they want a repositionable chip. So those larger 8x8 chips are kind of that experience, which they've been really popular.
I mean, it is great because you can put it near a lamp, you can put it near a window, so it's like you do get a sense of what it's like in all areas of the room, whereas if you are physically painting a swath on the wall or a section, you're kind of just stuck with that spot. So it's like I love the larger chips. The problem is I love all the colors of the chips, so then I end up wanting to, like, patchwork things. It's like a nightmare. When I was a kid, I was probably responsible for a lot of the inventory of paint chips missing from the local Sherwin-Williams because I would take them home. I would make craft projects out of them. They were like my most favorite supply.
You know, I will tell you this, and I'll probably get admonished for saying this, but oftentimes designers, they love the larger size, and they'll just take blue painter's tape and tack them up and then keep them for later. So instead of taking the adhesive back off and sticking them on the wall, they'll use their own tape so that way they have the chip for longer. Yeah,
that's
great.
that's awesome. So what's next for Sherwin-Williams, Sue?
You know, I'm always trying to reinvent how we look at color, how we think about color. Color is, you know, such an emotional connection for people in the home. I hate that anybody is feeling overwhelmed by that experience. So we just try to create new tools, new experiences, new inspiration so people can have the confidence to bring color in.
Well, you can head over to your local Sherwin-Williams store, or you can go to Sherwin-Williams.com and get expert advice on color and finishes for all your home improvement projects. You can also listen to the Color Mixology Podcast by Sherwin-Williams anywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's right. Love it.
Sue Wadden from Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and for all the great work you guys do to make color selection easy for all of our users.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me.
Sue Wadden from Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. I mean, talk about a great job. I want to name paint colors all day long, except suddenly I have writer's block. Coming up, you guys, do you have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone. According to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their house is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate next. This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? It's a beautiful fall weekend. I know you're out there doing something. So once you finish the kids' sports or whatever other activities you've got going on, how are you going to make your house better? You know, we here at the Money Pit love to make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if one of the projects you want to take on this weekend is to stop your toilet from running and wasting lots and lots of water, we can help because we're giving away a set of three new super flappers from FluidMaster. Now, these super flapper valves will replace both 2-inch or 3-inch toilet flush valves, and they fit pretty much every toilet imaginable. They are super easy to install. They're available at Home Depot for $14.98 each, but we got a set of three going out to one listener drawn at random. So maybe you can update all the toilets in your house and never have runny toilets again. Thank that you. Give us a call right now. These are going out to one listener. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
So do you have a room in your home that feels like a complete lost cause? Well, you're definitely not alone, guys. You know, according to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. And what's their main issue with these rooms? Clutter. Now, the most challenging spaces tend to be closets and garages with, you know, 33% of people struggling to keep their closet organized and 24% admitting that they have items without a proper place. I always find that I organize the closets probably twice a year, and I don't know what happens between the closet organization and, like, 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
But, boy, is it difficult to keep them in that state.
Well, it turns out it's not just about a lack of space. Many people feel cramped in their homes, with 34% saying they simply don't have enough room for everything. But here is the good news. No room is truly unsalvageable if you take the right approach. You know, a huge part of the problem for a lot of us is simply having too much stuff. So it can be hard to let go, but purging items that you no longer use or need is really the first step to reclaiming those rooms. Organizing experts often recommend starting small, one drawer or one corner at a time, to make the task less overwhelming.
Yeah, because if you don't start small and say you just kind of dump everything out of that closet, you will very quickly become overwhelmed and you'll kind of just give up in the middle of this giant mess that you've created. So if you can do it small, you can conquer that and then move on to the next. Now, another trick, consider multifunctional furniture, you know, a piece of furniture that doubles as a storage item. So think about an ottoman with compartments or beds with drawers underneath. This way you're not just organizing, but you're also creating more usable space. Now, let's not forget about the garage. It is often the place where everything gets kind of dumped. So wall-mounted storage systems, hooks, ceiling racks, these are great for keeping things off of the floor. It opens up space for tools, seasonal items, or perhaps, get this novel idea, the car. Remember? The car's supposed to go in the garage.
Wow, I never thought of that.
I've never put mine in my garage, just so you know.
I never have either. But, I mean, my excuse is that I have a shop in my garage, so we all use the space the way we like to use it. But, I mean, it is all about taking those small steps to make a big impact. So who knows? That unsalvageable room might just become your new favorite space.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key to a green lifestyle. We're going to share a green table building project that delivers all three next on the Money.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. If you've got questions about projects you want to get done around your house, now's your chance. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Tracy wrote into Team Money Pit asking, should I take off wallpaper on top of plaster completely, or should I just sheetrock over it? I mean, I think this is a it depends kind of question. It's like, what condition is your plaster in? What condition is the wallpaper in? How much of an effort are you looking to put into this project?
How many layers of wallpaper do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if the plaster is in bad shape, I mean, if it's cracked, if it's loose, if it's physically separating from the plaster lath that held it, you know, then I think it's kind of a non-starter, and the wallpaper decision is really pretty much made for you at that point. It's not savable, right? I mean, because you don't want to try to put good wallpaper over an unstable wall surface.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's like if the surface is unstable, don't spend the time trying to remove all that paper and instead sheetrock over it, sort of reinforce everything. You're going to have to extend a couple of things out, door jams perhaps, trimming, baseboards, outlets. But that's definitely the better approach if that plaster is kind of not really holding on to the lath as it should be. Now, if it is, there are some ways that you can try to remove that paper using a paper tiger, steaming, fabric softener, and water. You know, there's a lot of tricks of the trade to kind of dampen that wallpaper and loosen up the adhesive, and then you can kind of peel it off. But I'm telling you, it's going to take a little bit. If your goal is painting, you got to make sure you give it a really good cleaning so that you don't get unevenness in the sheen from adhesive that may have stayed on. So let's think about it. If you want to send us some more info, we can dig a little deeper.
Well, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are the key to a green lifestyle. Leslie has tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, and you know what? This truly is about repurposing. And this is a really great trick of the trade to just turn unusual items that you've already got around the house into functional and pretty darn good-looking side tables. There's so many things that you can use that, you know, for a different purpose than what they were intended for. So, for example, those glazed ceramic garden stools, I mean, they were the rage ages ago. They're still available at all sorts of decor centers and crafting shops, even discount shops. And they look great as a little unexpected side table, even in a bathroom. You know, it's a great spot to kind of put a candle, an orchid, a rolled up towel. It's just something unusual and bright and poppy that you might not see in an interior space. Bring it on in from the garden. Clean it up. Use it there. Rain drums. If you've got a cool vintage wire basket, old suitcases, heck, even old musical instruments, they work very well. You obviously just have to kind of figure out how to stabilize this item that you've found, put it on a base maybe, stack something up, secure them together. And then to complete this table transformation, you can get a piece of tempered glass and use that as a table top. So it's really fun. If you find a cool piece and you're kind of stuck and don't know what to do with it, shoot us an email or send us a text or whatever. Send us the picture. Let us know, like, I've got this cool thing and I want it to be a table. We can figure out how to do that if you get stuck. But I promise you, once those creative juices start flowing, you're going to be making some really cool, unique stuff for your house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you guys know the difference between mold and mildew? I mean, look, both can be pretty unwelcome guests in your home, but each requires a different approach to handle. We'll break down how to spot the signs of mold and mildew and how to prevent them from coming back on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Many Floridians spent much of today beginning the arduous work of cleaning up after Hurricane Milton. Venice resident Ron Dyer says they cleaned up after Hurricane Helene, and then Milton brought all the devastation back home and more.
You come here 10 days ago, and you see what you see, and you came here today, you see what you see. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference, except in this one, the roof came off.
Governor Ron DeSantis said several fuel depots where residents could get $10 of gas for free were set to open. Officials were also using state fuel stockpiles to replenish area gas stations. Estimated costs from the storm will range from $50 to $85 billion. Also at townhall.com, a massive NASA spacecraft is ready to set sail for Jupiter and its moon Europa. The craft named Europa Clipper will peer beneath the moon's icy crust and determine whether conditions there could support life. With more on the story, correspondent Marcia Dunn.
The destination, while it may be Jupiter, it's actually one of the 95 moons of Jupiter, Europa. And scientists have long been intrigued with Europa. Even though it has an icy shell, an icy crust, it's believed that there could be a vast global ocean under this ice. And where there's water, NASA says, perhaps there could be life.
Correspondent Marcia Dunn. Palestinians in northern Gaza are describing heavy Israeli bombardment in the hours after airstrikes killed at least 22. Israel is warning people there and in southern Lebanon to get out of the way of offensives against the Hamas and Hezbollah militant groups. The UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon said that its headquarters in Naqoura has again been hit, and hunger warnings have emerged again as the UN World Food Program says no food aid has entered since October 1st. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Special correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the recent U.S. airstrike in Syria and a plan to disrupt extremists from attacking the region.
A series of U.S. airstrikes have targeted several camps run by the Islamic State group in Syria. The U.S. military said the operation will disrupt the extremists from conducting attacks in the region and beyond. The U.S. Central Command confirmed the airstrikes, but did not specify the locations in Syria. About 900 U.S. troops have been deployed in eastern Syria, alongside the U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, which played a crucial role in the fight fight against Islamic State militants. Despite their defeat, attacks by Islamic State sleeper cells in Iraq and Syria have been on the rise over the past years, leaving numerous people killed or wounded. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Upheaval in a huge foster care case in Texas.
A federal appeals court ordering the removal of a judge and overturned her contempt finding and fine against the state. That in a lawsuit over the state's struggling foster care system. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling says U.S. District Judge Janice Jack's contempt ruling and $100,000 per day fine violates the constitutional limits of the power of the court over individual states. The appeals court also says the judge, quote, disrespected the state and its attorneys. Jason Walker reporting.
Voters in a ring of congressional districts encircling New York City could decide which party controls the U.S. House for the next couple of years. 11 districts within a 90-mile drive of Manhattan are expected to be among the country's most closely contested House races on Election Day. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
These three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My services then and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Right now, is Kamala trying to earn the dumb vote? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Kamala Harris is pitching $25,000 for first-time homebuyers while trying to build millions of new homes with government funds, all while using small businesses as straw men. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone by Pavestone and Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine fall weekend? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place, because that's what we do every day. We help homeowners just like you. We help apartment dwellers just like you. If you live in a condo, you are welcome as well. Whatever type of project you're doing around your house, we would love to help if you've got a challenge. So if you got stuck in the middle of one, you don't know how to start, you're having trouble picking a color, maybe you have a heating system that just flunked out on you, now that it's getting cold, worst possible time. Whatever's on your to-do list, you have a chance right now to put it on our to-do list by reaching out with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask, or better yet, call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you love cooking outdoors, you know, we do, and we do it year-round, but building an outdoor kitchen might be on what I call your someday list. You know, those projects that you hope to tackle someday. Well, that day might come sooner than you think, thanks to a new type of affordable modular brick that makes building fire pits and benches and even a full outdoor kitchen as simple as stacking blocks. We're going to tell you all about it.
All right, and picking out the perfect paint color for your project by sorting through all of those 2-inch color chips, that's really a tough way for you to envision your dream room. So we're going to share some tricks of the trade to making a winning choice when it comes to paint every time.
And you guys have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone, because according to a recent survey, half of all Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate in just a bit.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI done project. Whatever it is you are working on, we are here to lend a hand in this perfect home improvement season. We love the autumn, so let's get out there working. Let us know how we can help.
That's right, because we make DIY doable. We've got clear tips and advice to help you get your projects done. Reach out to us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or call us at 888-666-3974.
We've got Carrie on the line who's looking to add a bathroom, a second one, but where is the best spot? Carrie, what's going on?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage, and then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
Okay.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up or let gravity?
Yeah. How does gravity play into this is your question. Well, I would take a step back from that, and I would think, if it was me, I would think more about the real estate value of the house. And I would suggest that having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement. The basement is more of a nice-to-have thing, and if it's a big rec room and if it's a big family area, and that's almost like, I hate to call it this, but it's almost like it's a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of the plumbing, it's not a problem. You know, we have the technology.
Up or down, we can make it happen.
We can move that sewage whichever way it has to go. Obviously upstairs you have a traditional plumbing, but in the basement you would use something called a lift pump. And essentially is kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty, and it grinds up waste, and then it pumps it up until it can catch the drain line out of the house, which is generally, you know, not too terribly high. But, you know, we could do either way. But I think if it was me and Leslie, you tell me what you think, but I'm thinking having it upstairs, especially if it could potentially be like the master bedroom, that would be like an essential part of the suite, you know?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we've been looking to move and I really want my own bathroom in the bedroom. And, you know, when that's not an option, and then they're like, oh, look, here's this beautiful bathroom in the basement. And you're like, well, that's awesome, but I don't want to go all the way to the basement. I want my own. I want to go right here. So, I mean, truly, if that's going to be like your main hangout space and that's your only option, then do it there. But for value of the home and resale value, that second floor is really going to work because everybody's living there. You're going to argue over who gets to shower first. I mean, all the things that happen that you have not yet encountered are going to happen, so avoid them by having that second bath there.
Perfect advice. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I really appreciate that. That makes absolute perfect sense.
Glad we're able to help you out, and good luck with the project, and call us back if you have more questions anytime.
All right. We appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care, Carrie.
Heading over to West Virginia, where we've got Randall on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Nothing, a whole lot. I just got flooded about 5 months ago, but I'm dealing with that.
Terrible.
So, you know, the house was kind of tore up. So my question was, I've lived in this house for 24 years roughly, but the basement has never been vented, and I've never really had a problem with it. So should I vent it now?
Now, when you say basement, are you talking about a full basement, or are you talking about a crawl space?
This is a full basement, but it's like half underground, half above ground.
Yeah. Well, you don't vent a space like that. You don't. You only put vents in a crawl space, not in a basement.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does feel a little damp occasionally.
Okay. So let's talk about that, because that's the heart of the matter. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you know, you mentioned flooding, and if that happened during heavy rain and you got more humidity, more dampness, or any kind of leak in that space when that happened, that has everything to do with the drainage around your house, starting with the gutters. If they're not clean, if they're not extended, those downspouts have to be way out away from the foundation, not the 2 feet that most people have, but I'm talking about 6, 7, 8 feet, so that the water moves away from the foundation. Keeping that water away as much as possible will definitely have an impact on drying out that basement space. But if you want to dehumidify it further, what you could do is install a dehumidifier in that space. Now, there are the sort of the portable kind where you have like a tray that fills up with water. You don't want that. There are more professional versions, more heavy-duty versions, where they can be suspended from the ceiling and they pull the moisture out based on the humidistat, and then they automatically pump the water outside. And that's what I have in my basement to help me with some of the humidity issues that we have. Even though my drainage outside is perfect, it's just a very sandy, damp kind of soil, and I got a really old house, so the moisture does make itself known in that basement space. So I have a good solid humidifier hung from the ceiling that does a good job keeping it drier. But you don't have to put vents in it. That's not going to help you here. What you want to do is make sure the drainage is right and then dehumidify what's left.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed a little damp down there. There was never any standing water or anything.
Yep.
It just seemed damp when you go down there.
I hear you. But putting a vent in is not going to change anything.
That's not going to change. Okay, then I won't bother with it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, planters, or even a bench, there's a way to do it that's as easy as stacking blocks. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to findtape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's findtape.com, your source for connecting everything.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you guys, you can reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Or you can listen and learn to the solutions that we deliver to your fellow DIYers every week on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, here's a reason to reach out. Have you ever noticed that your toilet just runs and runs or even flushes all by itself? That could be really freaky. But the reason it does that is because you have a leaking flush valve. We've got a solution, and we're giving it away today on the show. It's the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. It stops noisy running toilets from wasting water and flushing your cash down the drain. And it fits both 2-inch and 3-inch toilet flush valves, and it fits almost every toilet imaginable. We've got a set of three, which is worth $45 going out to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions, because the new FluidMaster Super Flapper is available at Home Depot for $14.98. But we're going to give away a set of three to one listener drawn at random. You can actually do all of the toilets in your house. Upgrade all of them. Do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again. So make that you. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Heading to the beautiful Florida Keys, where we've got Lillian on the line, and you're dealing with some worms in the patio. What's going on?
I'm calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys. And I'm not sure what to do about them. I tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
Leslie, I don't think this is just a Florida problem. I've seen this in my own garage here in the Northeast. Have you ever seen the worms come up after heavy rain and get into your patio or your sidewalks, your driveway, that kind of place?
Oh, for sure. My goodness. They just seem to find their way out of the soil, I think, just because it gets so wet.
And that's exactly right. That's why they do it, because worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you have a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. They do that by coming up out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and very often will crawl right up on the patio, which is kind of like committing worm suicide, because then they get baked by the sun or stepped on by us or by pets. But the thing is, worms are really beneficial in the soil. So I think it's just something you have to learn to live with. I wouldn't try to do anything to stop worms from enjoying all the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior where they come up into the patios, into the garages, and the sidewalks. But for everyone that comes up, I'm sure there are many, many more that are in the soil, helping it become rich and organic and supporting our lawns and our gardens in the process.
Well, outdoor kitchens are a growing trend, and for good reason. If you're big on summer barbecues, but you're tired of running back and forth from the kitchen to the grill, an outdoor kitchen is the perfect way to put prep, cooking, and cleanup all in one place while keeping you close to the party. But if this is a project that you've been putting off, there is an easy way to build a complete outdoor kitchen yourself using stackable blocks.
Yep, it's a product called Rumblestone, and it's made by Pavestone. Now, these blocks look like sort of rustic stones, and they come in kits that stack sort of like Legos. I mean, they're modular. They can be used to build all sorts of popular outdoor features. So think about maybe building a fire pit or a grill enclosure or a planter or even a complete outdoor kitchen. Now, the process to build with these Rumblestone blocks is pretty simple. You start by laying out and setting your first row of blocks on a concrete patio. And from there, the next rows are stacked right on top of each other. And there's no need for mortar in between, which is one of the reasons this is such an easy way to build an outdoor kitchen. You just run a bead of Quikrete Advanced Polymer Construction Adhesive between the stones.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome is that the Rumblestone blocks, they're available in kits as well as individual blocks that you can use for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, even landscape borders. QuickCrete also has a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen made with rumble stone and then topped with a concrete countertop. It's available online, so you can get lots of ideas and great information out there so you can start these projects yourself.
Rumble stones are a great way to build a beautiful outdoor kitchen yourself. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Vincent, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have got an issue with a leaking ceiling. I'm not sure if it's coming from my roof or from my air conditioners. Doesn't do it all the time, but sometimes when it rains, it comes down, and then other times when it's not raining, it comes down. So we're kind of at a loss. We've got a metal roof on it. It's an older structured house.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe the drip edge at the going where it goes into the guttering, you know, but like I said, I've not had any luck because I think I have it fixed, and then it'll come and rain, and it comes in again.
It comes in again, right. So what have you been doing to fix it? Have you been sealing the seams in the metal roof?
Yeah, we got up and put some caulking and stuff along the, you know, where the edges and stuff was, and it's supposed to be a 20-year roof, and we've only had it on the house probably about 8 years.
Well, wait a minute. This is a metal roof. It's supposed to be a 100-year roof. I mean, metal roofs will last a long time. Here's what I would do. I would try to make it.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It heats up super quick. It keeps the heat in the room. So if you start to switch to a different type of heat, you're going to feel it differently. It's going to not be as warm as you want it to be. I would for sure not change that.
Yeah, and it's also super dry. I mean, Forster heat's super dry compared to baseboard heat, which is nice and warm and comfortable. So stick with what you got and add the AC.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You know, picking out a perfect paint color for your project, it's hard. And it's even harder when you're at the home center and you're kind of looking at these 2-inch color chips and you're like, oh, this baby tiny color is totally easy for me to see what it's going to look like in my house. Well, we're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you make a winning choice every time. So stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I found all the information that I heard very useful, even though I may not be interested in the career fields that they had chosen. All of the information that they gave could be useful to anybody my age that is interested in the career field that they're in.
Treasurer, what does success look like to you?
I feel like success is a mindset. You have to want to be better. You have to do better to be better. You have to want better for yourself, and in order to even get to success, you have to believe in yourself. So if you don't believe in yourself, and you don't believe that you can achieve your goals, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Todd, in your world, which is compliance and law and stuff like that, could somebody with Treasure's personality traits be successful?
Absolutely.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. The security of your home is super important, and TP-Link has an exciting new line of security cameras to help keep your home protected. Yan Tennings fills us in on the Tapo C120 HD security cam.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera, so very flexible in terms of where you can put it, and it also has a magnetic base.
And the Tapo C120 has some cool features.
Very high definition 2K QHD day and night vision, so it even has color night vision, so that you can see very clearly what's going on in and around your house. And also has smart AI detection. It can differentiate people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
More on your security cam options is at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, picking the perfect paint color for your project is a task that often causes undue frustration on the part of DIYers. I mean, sorting through 2-inch color chips and trying to imagine how that shade may look in your kitchen is really enough to make your stomach churn. Leading paint manufacturers feel your pain, though, and they want to do everything possible to help you choose the color of your dreams with Shades of Perfection.
That's right. And to help, Sherwin-Williams has just introduced the 2025 Color Mix Forecast, and that's a yearly trend forecast that's comprised of 48 hand-selected trending colors to help make your decor dreams a reality. So joining us now with the highlights is Sue Wadden, Director of Color Marketing for Sherwin-Williams. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Tom. How are you?
We are great.
Well, this must be the funnest job, looking at colors all day. Please tell me you also come up with the names.
I do. I do all those things. I say
so
often, I really have the best job ever, ever. I love it.
Man, the names alone are just amazing. I have a local Sherwin-Williams store that I visit often because of all my remodeling that I'm always doing. And just to go through those colors and trying to remember what name goes with what color and trying to pick a color that somehow is closely connected with the name you end up with, it's got to be a bit of a challenge.
It is. And, you know, what people don't really know is we're a 157-year-old paint company, so you really can't duplicate color names. So anytime there's something new, you have to kind of scrub through all of those historic names to make sure it's got a unique name, color, description. I mean, it's more of a challenge than you think.
Oh, I imagine it's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
You know, we always get compared like, oh, it's like naming cosmetics or nail polish colors, but it's not really the same because they have a lot more freedom. We have to like really, really think about the colors to make sure that they last the test of time and make sense. You know, colors like emoji and, you know, 18 years ago didn't make sense.
Is emoji yellow?
Yes, right.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
I wanted to try a name that was that color. And people are like, well, what happens when emojis aren't around anymore? Nobody's going to know what that color means. So it's more complicated than it seems, but it's certainly fun.
All right. So folks often get frustrated when they have to pick a color. I know that I have spent probably way too much time staring at color chips in my local Sherwin-Williams store trying to get that perfect shade of, like, linen for an older house that we were working on. Any tips for helping to make this easier on consumers? Especially when they feel unsure or uncertain about their own sort of design choices?
You know, there's always a couple ways in to select color. People come into a store and they know exactly what they're looking for, and that's easy because they can go up to the selector and make a choice, and it's usually the right choice. Where it gets more complicated is when people don't have any idea what they are looking for, and so that's why a trend report is a valuable tool. You mentioned our color mix our Call Mix forecast. It's kind of our trend season now, and that's a guidepost on what's coming. So when you walk into your favorite furniture shop or, you know, your favorite retailer, you can know that the colors we're talking about at Sherwin-Williams are the colors that you're going to see when you shop. And it's just a way to help kind of curate that selection process down to something that's a little more tangible. And so we use this forecast to really help consumers shop color in a new and interesting way. It's easy to kind of default to a linen white, which is safe. You know, whites are often our most popular colors because people can, they understand them. It's a little bit more of a risk to take on maybe a red or a blue or a green even. And so a forecast report sort of helps with that.
And do you find that people kind of resonate to do you find that people sort of gravitate towards these trends because it's being suggested to them? Or do you think that the colors kind of bring up a certain feeling in them that makes them feel more comfortable with the choice?
I think it's both those things. Because they can visualize the color, you know, we shoot photography, we create this beautiful artwork, we've got a great website. So people can visualize the color in a space and then sort of interpret it and get inspired for their own space, which is really valuable. You know, seeing a color on a wall, even in a photograph, inspires confidence. And so that's a big part of what we try to do because it's about creative expression. We want people to be excited about their homes. Try something new. Don't just default to the same sort of, you know, beautiful but risk-averse color. We want people to take a chance because that's really what 2025 is going to be about. We've talked about color reemerging, and that's where we're moving.
You know, I love what you've done with your website, the fact that you can go look at a color, and then you could look at that color in a living room, in a bedroom, in a kitchen. You can see all the colors that complement that in terms of choosing trim and that sort of thing. And just with a few clicks, you can change that color in that same room. And I've done it where I've had multiple tabs open on my computer, just gone across three or four different versions of the color for a particular room. And it really helps narrow it down because when you see them side by side, it really starts to show you, oh, this one's a little more brown, this one's a little more blue, or whatever it is right in front of you on the screen. And the rendition, yeah, it may not be perfect because it depends on so many other factors, your connection speed, your display, that sort of thing. But it really helps narrow down the choices, right?
Yes, definitely. And then I would say you should take it to the next step by getting a color chip. Order online or go run into a store and then grab a couple of chips sort of in that color family that you're narrowing down to. Bring them home. Look at them in different times of day, different areas of the room, because color can really have different characteristics, daytime, nighttime, you know, west-facing, east-facing. So start with the digital experience and then grab a chip and take it home.
We should tell folks you also have not just the small, I guess it's about a 2x2 chip, but you have larger ones up to what looks like, I don't know, maybe it's a 12x12 or 8x12 or something, 8x8. It's big. So you can order these and really have a wide sample of the paint so that you can put it on the walls in different rooms and see how it changes with the lighting and such. I think that's really smart as well.
Definitely. And people always ask us to see the chip represented in a bigger way. Maybe they don't want to paint a wet sample, but they want a repositionable chip. So those larger 8x8 chips are kind of that experience, which they've been really popular.
I mean, it is great because you can put it near a lamp, you can put it near a window, so it's like you do get a sense of what it's like in all areas of the room, whereas if you are physically painting a swath on the wall or a section, you're kind of just stuck with that spot. So it's like I love the larger chips. The problem is I love all the colors of the chips, so then I end up wanting to, like, patchwork things. It's like a nightmare. When I was a kid, I was probably responsible for a lot of the inventory of paint chips missing from the local Sherwin-Williams because I would take them home. I would make craft projects out of them. They were like my most favorite supply.
You know, I will tell you this, and I'll probably get admonished for saying this, but oftentimes designers, they love the larger size, and they'll just take blue painter's tape and tack them up and then keep them for later. So instead of taking the adhesive back off and sticking them on the wall, they'll use their own tape so that way they have the chip longer. Yeah,
that's
great.
that's awesome. So what's next for Sherwin-Williams, Sue?
You know, I'm always trying to reinvent how we look at color, how we think about color. Color is, you know, such an emotional connection for people in the home. I hate that anybody is feeling overwhelmed by that experience. So we just try to create new tools, new experiences, new inspiration so people can have the confidence to bring color in.
Well, you can head over to your local Sherwin-Williams store, or you can go to Sherwin-Williams.com and get expert advice on color and finishes for all your home improvement projects. You can also listen to the Color Mixology podcast by Sherwin-Williams anywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's right. Love it.
Sue Wadden for Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and for all the great work you guys do to make color selection easy for all of our users.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me.
Sue Wadden from Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. I mean, talk about a great job. I want to name paint colors all day long. Except suddenly I have writer's block. Coming up, you guys, do you have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone. According to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their house is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate next. This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
7-4.
So, do you have a room in your home that feels like a complete lost cause? Well, you're definitely not alone, guys. You know, according to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. And what's their main issue with these rooms? Clutter. Now, the most challenging spaces tend to be closets and garages, with, 33% of people struggling to keep their closet organized and 24% admitting that they have items without a proper place. I always find that I organize the closets probably twice a year, and I don't know what happens between the closet organization and, 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
But, boy, is it difficult to keep them in that state.
Well, it turns out it's not just about a lack of space. Many people feel cramped in their homes, with 34% saying they simply don't have enough room for everything. But here is the good news. No room is truly unsalvageable if you take the right approach. You know, a huge part of the problem for a lot of us is simply having too much stuff. So it can be hard to let go, but purging items that you no longer use or need is really the first step to reclaiming those rooms. Organizing experts often recommend starting small, one drawer or one corner at a time, to make the task less overwhelming.
Yeah, because if you don't start small and say you just kind of dump everything out of that closet, you will very quickly become overwhelmed and you'll kind of just give up in the middle of this giant mess that you've created. So if you can do it small, you can conquer that and then move on to the next. Now, another trick, consider multifunctional furniture, a piece of furniture that doubles as a storage item. So think about an ottoman with compartments or beds with drawers underneath. This way you're not just organizing, but you're also creating more usable space. Now, let's not forget about the garage. It is often the place where everything gets kind of dumped. So wall-mounted storage systems, hooks, ceiling racks, these are great for keeping things off of the floor. It opens up space for tools, seasonal items, or perhaps, get this novel idea, the car. Remember? The car's supposed to go in the garage.
Wow, I never thought of that.
I've never put mine in my garage, just so you know.
I never have either. But, I mean, my excuse is that I have a shop in my garage, so we all use the space the way we like to use it. But, I mean, it is all about taking those small steps to make a big impact. So who knows? That unsalvageable room might just become your new favorite space.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key to a green lifestyle. We're going to share a green table building project that delivers all three next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Communications on the presidential campaign trail and explosive communications for Hezbollah in Lebanon. There's a new hybrid warfare at home and out of town, and we're going to explain exactly how that works.
Author, columnist, manager.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.